You've been told free lies about content that costs you time and money. Let's expose them.
We all love that sound. But what we love even more is when it becomes the standard. Clean, consistent, every single day. Without losing yourself in a business that looks successful on the outside but feels empty on the inside. This isn't about building something profitable that drains you. This is about building something that lasts. With full body conviction, with presence, with this is exactly where I belong energy. By architecting a brand that holds cult status. A brand that works for you even when you're not pushing, posting or proving. A brand that doesn't convince, it commands. Welcome to Cult Status, the podcast for global coaching leaders and creative visionaries that turn their brands into cult-like companies. I'm Ramona Ochsenbauer, creative director, brand architect, and the woman behind cult-like productions and cinematic brands that turn attention into obsession. You're not here to play safe. You're not here for compromises. You're here to build a world people want to belong to and to ride the rules as you go. So fasten your seatbelt, because this is where brands stop being content and start becoming culture.
Let's be honest, in your business, it's everything about content, because content is not only what you post on social media, on Instagram, TikTok, it's not only what you publish on your podcast. Everything you do, every sales page, every training, every touch point people have with your brand is content. When it happens online, it's content. And this is why content is such a big topic on your mind in this industry and therefore in your life, because it is important. And therefore it is tragic what lies are told about marketing. It's free in total, and we will dive in each of them. I don't know about you, but the thing I read most often is, this is how you create better content. Lie number one, it's not about better content. You are not here to create better content. You are here to create content that creates more impact, that is more effective, that is more influential, that actually moves people, that activates people. It's not about creating technically better content. It's not about checking boxes so that someone can tell you, good girl, you did everything right. This is not what it's all about. Because when you take a step back, when you have a look on content, the way I look at content is, you have a wide canvas. You have different platforms, you have different touch points, and you have different things you can do. You can add sound, you can add visuals, which can be images, which can be video, you can add text. That's it. So when I have a podcast right now, we only have the audio, but how I use that audio, I could sing to you right now if I wanted to. I could play a song. I could ask you questions, which you then answer me via Instagram DM. I could give you something to journal on. I can create trainings. I can tell stories. I can invite guests. I could not only invite one guest. I could create a podcast episode where I have also 3, 4, or 5 guests. We could create a whole talk show on podcast, because there is no limit. The only thing that has, like, quote unquote, a limit is that the podcast is audio only, but there are also video podcasts already. So there are no limits. There are literally no limits. You can do whatever the F you want. And that's not only true for podcasts. You can do this at every single touch point. So as long as you buy into the lie of, you need to create better content, content that checks boxes that someone just came up with, or someone came up with a few years ago, it doesn't make sense. The only indicator for you should be, do I have fun while creating? Because there is nothing that is more magnetic than a woman having fun, doing something she truly cares about, doing something because of passion, not because of pressure. A woman that feels alive. And does it create the effect, the results, the impact I wanted to create? That's it. It's the same thing with hooks, for example. We came up with the term hook because this industry had to grab something. We had to give it a name. But a hook is not a hook because it is a hook. A hook is just the first thing people read or see when it's a visual hook when it comes to content which they are scrolling. But there is no rule book. That is true for every moment, every body, every circumstance, how attention is grabbed in terms of this is a good hook, this is not a good hook. It's all about how the human brain works, yes, but not in terms of you have to check all the boxes to make it a good hook, because there are so many variables that also influence how people react to something than just only the visual hook, the text hook, or the spoken hook. There is so much more. So as soon as you take the step back and stop trying to create quote-unquote better content and start to create something you truly care about and then also have the KPIs in mind, like how people react to it, and then adjust based on that, not based on what people from the outside tell you how a good content piece looks like, then everything changes. Which leads me directly to lie number two, that there are certain formats you need to combine. Like, for example, authority content, then content that creates connection, and then content that is for reach. We can do those things. And they definitely have their right to exist because they are strategies that work for some people. But it's not that there is like this content god that tells you, you have to do this, and then you have to do that, and then you have to do that. It's always about testing what works. Because when you don't test when it comes to content, you rely solely on other people's experiences, other people's results. And I know you are a creative genius. I know you would go deep in your work. And when it comes to your work, which you are so genius in, you wouldn't let other people dictate you what you are allowed to do, what you should do, what you need to do. You do experiments. You think out of the box. You create new stuff. You are innovative. You go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And you react to, or you adjust based on how your clients react to certain things you're teaching them, you're working on with them. You adjust all the time. You become better and better and better and better. And when you compare like what you did like 2 or 3 years ago with your clients, what your work looked like back then, I'm sure it's totally different from what you do right now. And it should be the exact same with your content. You should allow yourself to test, to run experiments, to be innovative, to think out of the box, not to rely on strategies that work for other people, not to rely on certain formats which other people tell you are the ones that work. You should know those things to a certain degree. To not have the feeling of being alone in the forest and not knowing where to go. But based on that, work on them. Not without them, not only with them, but on them. Build on them and test based on them. Create your own things, your own formats. Allow yourself to express yourself, your work, your genius in your content. Because this is sexy. When I see a woman who doesn't fit in a box in terms of, oh, I know exactly what she's gonna do next, this is attractive because my brain instantly goes, oh, interesting. What is she doing now? I need to know what's next. When you, for example, watch series, when you watch Netflix, there are, for example, those, or we don't only have to go with series, we also can go with movies. There are those movies like the rom-coms where you know in the first 5 minutes, oh, this is how the storyline goes. Sometimes this is great because sometimes there's like a lazy Sunday and you want to take a day off and you just want to be like on the sofa and you don't want to concentrate. You want to have something that is soft, that is light. And then it is nice to know, oh, in the end, the two main characters, they find together and they will have their happily ever after. Which is great sometimes. But the movies on the series you remember, those where you Google afterwards, where you get so soaked into the story that you feel like you've been a part of, are those that surprise you, are those where you don't know how it ends are those who are different. These are the ones you remember. And you want to create something, a brand world, and content that people remember. So don't get trapped in those content formats, which is, this is exactly what you need to do in this right order, in this exact thing. Test. Build on that, not within that. Right? Okay? Are we on the same page? I hope so. Because now I'm about to expose the third and the biggest lie of them all. Especially in the beginning of 2026, this conversation became so big suddenly. When the calendar turned 2026, there have been these voices of, you have to be more yourself. You have to be authentic. And if you want to have my take on this whole being authentic conversation, I recorded a separate episode around that, which you can listen to right after this one. And I have a really strong take on that, and you should know it. And with this entire authentic content conversation, there came a topic up that has also been like in the, on the minds like for 2 or 3 years, is being more yourself in your content. Maybe you've seen those content challenges where it's all about being more yourself, expressing yourself more, dropping the filters, dropping everything where you're holding yourself back, which on the one hand is great, but there are two big dangers that come with it for free, which you don't want to have neither in your life, not in your business. Danger number one is you slip into mean girl energy. You know, those posts where people are bashing against each other, where it feels like, oh, are we in high school again? Where you think about it, it's like, is this still valid? Is this correct? Is this right? Where you feel there's something off. And there is this big danger when it comes to like being authentic, being the true you, being unhinged, where some people slip into this mean girl energy because they think that this is what being unfiltered means. In the last couple of years, I invested well over 350K in coaching and mentorship. And I never bought from someone who gave me mean girl vibes. It's not my vibe. It's not premium buyer's vibe. When you have those mean girl vibes where it's all about bashing, where it's all about lifting up yourself by turning others down, it's not sexy for premium buyers. Because you need other people to look good. You need to pull down or push down other people to look good. That's not attractive. And there's a massive difference between being audacious, sassy, and direct, being unhinged, saying what you mean, not filter or not watering down your opinion, your perspective, which is great, which is what we want because this is sexy, and being mean and an asshole. This is not what you want. Because this might drive attention, but it damages your brand on the long run. Danger number two is, and there we go into the direct opposite, which is what happens to so many women. They either go in the direction with the mean girl energy, I'm unfiltered, I'm just doing my things, I'm putting out everything I think of, no matter what, no matter the consequences, or your mind goes into the other direction and tells you, oh, I need to create connection. I need to be authentic. And therefore, I need to create relatable content so that people relate to me, that they see I'm also just a human being. I'm as human as you are. And that's even worse. Because what might sound nice, might sound cool, leads to you getting friend-zoned. Because you start oversharing your life. You start to share your pets. You start to share your food. You start to share your struggles. You start to share, oh, there's also days where I'm not feeling good. You bring in new topics to become more relatable and create connections. No. No, please no. Because people who consider buying from you just 3 days ago before you started doing those things now slip into your DMs, which might sound great, but they don't ask for the link. They ask for the dress you're wearing in that story slide. Boom, friend zoned. They text you. They are active in your DMs. They like your posts, which feels like, oh, things are working, and then they hire someone else, which also means your content doesn't do its job. So it's not about being more yourself in terms of just being more yourself. I'm so human. I'm just like you. As soon as people think, oh, she's just like me, why should they hire you to lead them? It doesn't make sense. And if you're listening to this and realize that your content isn't hitting the way it should, let me save you some time, because this is not a creativity problem. This is not a I need better hooks problem. We already talked about that. This is a you don't know how to make it land problem. Because right now you're still hoping your content works. Fingers crossed, I hope this format, this series is finally the one that does its job. Instead of knowing exactly how people will react to it, instead of directing how people react to it. And that's exactly why I created not another content challenge. Over 30 days, you start noticing the exact moments where you censor yourself and where what you say sounds good. Remember the nice girl, I'm so relatable energy, but actually dilutes your authority. This is not a challenge where you just post more. You don't need to post more. I know you're consistent and you know that consistency is the baseline, the bare minimum. And I also won't tell you to be more yourself. For you specifically, it's about starting creating content that actually hits. That not does only create attention, but makes them move. Because let's be honest, this is not about rewriting captions. I see you. Reading your captions once, twice, a third and a fourth and a fifth time. And every single time you go through it, your brain's like, oh, this is not how I can say it. Oh, when I say that, then. Oh, if I wouldn't add that, then people don't make the move. Oh, I need to add a call to action. You know so many strategic things that you get stuck in your head so easily. This is why for you, it's about becoming the woman whose content feels unmissable and premium at the same time. It's about combining psychology with high-level productions in a way that actually moves people. Inside, not another content challenge, you unlearn everything that made your content soft and nice. And you'll start directing how people react to what you say. So that premium clients don't just think, oh, this is nice. Oh, I like her. But who the hell is she? And how do I work with her? So if you want your content to hit harder than it currently does, this challenge is where you change it. This is a paid challenge, but the first 100 women who sign up get access for free. So don't sleep on this. Don't wait. If you feel this is for you, then move now. Link is in the show notes. See you there.